The vote takes place tomorrow. Let's go to Brussels and talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. It will now pass, Tony, yes?
That looks like what's going to happen, Gavin. Yes, the Italian government yesterday signalling that they support Mercosur. They, of course, were key to a blocking minority. So if they switch camps, then the Mercosur agreement will pass. The Italian agriculture minister, Francesco Lollobrigida, yesterday, who's a close ally of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, said that Mercosur was an excellent opportunity and provided major advantages to large parts of the Italian agriculture system. So they now see this as beneficial to wine, olive oil exporters, and so on. So that now is an indication that the blocking minority has gone and therefore the Mercosur agreement will pass.
What's Ireland expected to do?
Well, Ireland has three options. It can either support the agreement, it can abstain, or it can vote no. Now, if you speak to officials around Brussels on what their perception of the Irish position is, that the answer often is that the government has been hedging so long on Mercosur that people really don't know, so they kind of put Ireland in the no basket. And that seems to be where things have been tilting up to now. But it's going to be a decision that the government will have to take this afternoon after that further meeting between independents and the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, just reporting in the last few minutes that there's a growing sense in government that it won't be possible for it to vote yes for Mercosur. Farmer organisations here are adamant that the deal will lead to cheaper, inferior Brazilian beef flooding EU markets, they say putting them out of business and putting consumers' health at risk. Are they right?
Well, the European Commission points out that this is not a flood. What comes in from Mercosur countries at a lower tariff rate would represent 1.6% of EU consumption of beef and poultry. 1.4% for poultry, 1.6% for beef. This is 100,000 tonnes of beef. There are already 200,000 tonnes of Mercosur beef in Europe at a higher tariff rate. So that's that particular perspective. In terms of inferior beef, well, of course, there have been major concerns raised about hormone beef. And we had a report from the Farmers Journal yesterday about a consignment of beef from Mercosur that had been identified as having hormone traces. The fact is that hormone beef and other beef that is affected by antibiotics, say, is banned in the European Union. It's not permitted to enter the EU. The Commission yesterday said that they would double the number of audits by EU veterinary experts in Mercosur countries. They would add one-third extra checks officials to check controls in the six entry points in the EU where Mercosur products will come in, and they will they have negotiated with the Brazilian authorities to tighten the system of checks and controls on animal health and food safety. But of course, there are concerns that that won't be enough. That's the argument that the minister made yesterday, that this is not just about farmers, but it's also about consumer health.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Brussels.